I want you to go to Romans 4:13. And in the, yeah, amen. That's pretty pitiful. Let's do it again. Romans 4:13. There you go. Hallelujah. I'm talking to you about being limited, limitless in Christ. We are limitless in Jesus. Hallelujah. And I love this in the New Living. It says clearly, God's promise to give the whole earth to Abraham and his descendants. That's right. That's right. That's me. That's, come on. Is that you? Clearly, God's promise to give the whole earth to Abraham and his descendants was not based on his obedience to God's law, but on a right relationship with God that comes by faith. Amen. Hallelujah. The law of confession and the righteousness, which is by faith, go hand in hand. If we can understand these laws, we can understand what's been granted to us in our covenant. Hallelujah. I took it off. Oh. Is that better? Okay. Hallelujah. See, this is what we fight with. Satan is doing everything he can to get us to get us, the Christians in the United States and all over the world, but especially in the United States, to give up and quit. How many of you have been attacked lately like never before? I tell you what, I've never seen such attack on God's people. Satan is doing everything he can to get us to give up, back up, quit fighting him. There's an unseen war going on. And we have to stand as the people of God and know who we are and what belongs to us. Come on. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Bless God. Amen. Get up. Get up. Yeah. I mean, I'm here tonight to get some of you up. You've just laid down. Now get up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, God has people everywhere. But we must not quit. We can develop above it and defeat it. Because of the greater one that's on the inside of you. Do you understand? Hallelujah. I mean, it may look like you're going under, but bless God, you're not going under. You're not going under. Hallelujah. We're going over. Hallelujah. This is a time when we got to stand on the word of God. I loved what Pastor Kevin said this last week. He said, when the people of God crossed the Jordan, the word went first. Ha ha. Ooh, I love that. Glory to God. We must put the word of God first. We have to take what it says and put it to work no matter what happens in this physical world. You understand? It doesn't matter. If it looks like everything's falling apart, it's not. Hang on, honey. God promised he'd take care of you. Hallelujah. See, the attack will hit your mind and try to get you to cave in, give up, back down. Hallelujah. Some Christians read the word and they believe it. But if things don't happen in a couple of hours, they're in doubt and unbelief real quickly. Hallelujah. Give it time, people. Hallelujah. Give it time. You didn't get this way overnight. You may not get out overnight, but I will get out. Hallelujah. Don't panic. You know what? If you look up the word panic, it means groundless fear. The enemy will try to get you into fear, but people, God is with you, and he said he'd never leave you. Hallelujah. Don't give up. Push. Come on, push. Like a woman birthing a baby, push. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Push. You have to trust God. He knows what to do, and he meant what he said. Hallelujah. Bless God. See, I found this week, too, and it just hit me. We go from glory to glory, faith to faith, and glory to glory. Glory to glory. I'm telling you, I had a birthday this week, and it's a big number, but I'm going from glory to glory. You understand? Hallelujah. I'm not going to fall apart. Hallelujah. I'm going from glory to glory, faith to faith. Hallelujah. Bless God. I'm not going from trouble to trouble. I'm not going from heartache to heartache. I'm not going from destruction to destruction. I found out that goodness and mercy follow me. Hallelujah. You know, if I stop real quick, goodness and mercy hit me right in the rump. Hallelujah. You understand? Hallelujah. I don't dare stop quick because it hit me right in the rump. Because I know goodness and mercy follows me all the days of my life. Hallelujah. You know, there are things that happen, but I come out okay. If I believe what the word says and not what the circumstances are telling me. Hallelujah. See, the devil hits you, and he makes you think you're going down the tube. He makes you think things are getting worse. He'll have you look around, and you can see with your natural eye things are getting worse. But I'm going to tell you something. God didn't say that in his word. That's right. And you got to get hold of what that word says and stand on it. Hallelujah. Bless God. I love that. Hallelujah. Glory to glory. Come on, people. Believe that. I'm going from glory to glory. You're going from glory to glory. See, you get in certain age bracket, and the enemy will tell you, well, you're too old. You know, you're just too old. Who told you you were too old? Grandma Moses, what was she, 90 years old when she started painting? I didn't like her paintings much, but I'm going to tell you something. Everybody else did. They bought them. Hallelujah. Bless God. Some of the greatest things have been done, you know, after a mature age. Hallelujah. Romans 4:13 in the King James said, for the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. Galatians 3:29 says, if you be Christ, then you're Abraham's seed and heirs, according to the promise, heirs. He said, we're joint heirs with Christ. That don't mean you get a little, she gets a little, he gets a little. It means I get it all, you get it all. Hallelujah. Come on. Oh, come on, people. If you'll just get excited, I won't have to jump around so much. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, if you're born again, you're an heir of Christ and the seed of Abraham. You understand that? Hallelujah. If you're born again, you're an heir of Christ. But you don't know what's going on in my life. But you don't know what my Jesus did at Calvary. Hallelujah. See, this scripture is referring to all of us who are Abraham's seed and heirs of Christ. The promise was that he would be heir of the world. He said that we should be heirs of the world. What Abraham got, I'm supposed to get. Hallelujah. You know, Abraham got very, very rich. He did. And when God can trust us, bless God, we're going to be very, very rich. Because I'm going to tell you something. We got to put the word in our mouth and believe God to release finances. There's some things that need to be done. Hallelujah. I told Roy this week, there was a little boy that got his tooth broken. It was a permanent tooth. His parents didn't have, the money to fix it. I told Roy, I said, oh, one of these days, I'm going to have money. I'm just to do things like that. And I'm not going to have to wonder how I'm going to pay for it. I'm telling you, I'm believing God. I'm an heir of this world. Can't hear me yet. I'm sorry. That thing feels like it's falling off my ear. Can you fix it? Excuse us a minute.
Done this before.
A few times.
There we go.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, we have a promise that says we are rightful heirs of the world. People, this is heavy. We're here to take over. We're not here to take sides. Amen. Amen.
We definitely have some issues with the enemy. Okay. One.
Amen.
How's that?
I'm going to tell you. I know. I think it's okay.
Oh. Now I poked you.
Everybody stretch your hand forth. It's okay. It's okay. Hallelujah. See, we're not here to take sides. We're here to take over. Now, you know, people say, oh, you better not say that. That's what the Word of God says. He put us here to expand the garden, to take over. But you know what? We as Christians, we act like we have no right to be here. We apologize for ourselves and how we believe. Do you understand? We should not ever apologize. God is backing you. Hallelujah. God is backing you. Whoo, hallelujah. Praise God. We're afraid of people and afraid to stand up for our rights. But people, it's time we better stand up. See, look at Israel. God gave them the land, but the rest of the world's trying to take it away from them. God gave it to them. Hallelujah. Someone tried to defend Mohammed's rights, and you see what they do in behalf of Mohammed. But let me tell you something. We won't stand up for God, and he's the only wise God. Hallelujah. Get up. I'm telling you, you're going to get up tonight. Hallelujah. Christians, wake up. Wake up. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. The gold is his. The silver is his. And so we should be in expectation to be heirs of the whole world. I tell people, God owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. If I need a cow, he'll kill me one. Hallelujah. Bless God. Hallelujah. See, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. But it says, you know, in one place that the world he's given to the children of men. See, these things don't belong to unsaved men, but to born again saved men and women. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's one thing to have a promise. It's another thing to get the manifestation of that promise. See, the Bible is full of promises. Whew, glory. We have a promise to be healed, a promise to be delivered, a promise to be rich, a promise to be saved, a promise of long life, peace, joy, and deliverance. We're promised abundant life. You know, one scripture says, till it overflows. Till it overflows. Hallelujah. A lot of people are not living the abundant life. But bless God, hang on. I'll get there. Say me too. Come on. Hallelujah. Are you believing for that? Hallelujah. See, God has done his part. You understand? So what do I have to do now? How do I get these promises to manifest in my life so they do me good? How can I get a promise, you know, the promise of the manifestation so I can see it in the world, so you can see it? Hallelujah. Bless God. I want to be so blessed so that you can see it, not so you can see, look what I've done, but look what Jesus has done through me. Hallelujah. See, you know what? Maybe it was Pastor Kevin that said that usually God doesn't, it was Pastor Kevin, because he talked about how the banks don't overflow. You'd think that God would do something when the banks weren't overflowed so much, when there wasn't a recession. But I know people who started businesses right in the middle of the lowest thing and came out victorious. Hallelujah. I know people who've lost their businesses several times and come back. Hallelujah. Because they believe God wants them to. Do you see that we're not to be average? Well, I just want to, and I hate when people say, I don't care if I just barely get into heaven. Get in by the skin of my teeth. Honey, you won't get there by the skin of your teeth. You'll either get there by the blood of Jesus or you won't get there. And I don't want to barely make it in. Hallelujah. I want to get my mansion. Hallelujah. Bless God. Hallelujah. I'm not going to be average. I'm just not going to be average. Hallelujah. Bless God. God didn't call us to be average. Do you know that as an heir of this promise, I have something that I have to do to get it? I mean, you can't, it's not going to fall on you. Hallelujah. I need to know how to get this thing to operate in my life. Now, he says this promise won't come through the law. It'll manifest through the righteousness, which is of faith. He's telling us that it will come through the righteousness, which is of faith. Hallelujah. What is that, and what do we have to do? Go to Romans. And I got light on this, and you think as long as I've been saved, I'd have got light on this a long time ago. But listen, Romans 10, 6 through 8. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise. Say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above, or who shall descend into the deep, that is to bring Christ up again from the dead. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach. You know what that's saying? He begins to tell us what it don't say. It speaks. So we have to use our confession. It speaks, but it don't say, hallelujah, that in a time of need, somebody has to go up and get Jesus and bring him down to do something for you. Amen. How many people are praying, oh, Jesus, come do something? Oh, Jesus, come heal me. It doesn't say somebody has to go down the deep, bring Christ up from the dead to help me get my need met. You see that? I never saw that till just now. Hallelujah. Today, I guess, when I was studying this. Hallelujah. See, somebody said to me, I've just been praying day and night. I said, tell me what you're praying. They just looked at me. I said, tell me what you're praying. Well, I'm praying. I said, I want to know what you're saying. Well, I'm saying, Jesus, would you come and heal me? I said, stop that. Do you know what? He didn't tell us to pray, Jesus, come heal me. What does he say? The word is nigh you, even in your mouth. Hallelujah. Get the word in your mouth. Glory to God. And you won't have to ask him to come and do something he already did and told you now to go do what he does. Hallelujah. Are you getting anything out of this? Isn't that good? Hallelujah. Glory to God. The word doesn't tell us to get Jesus to come up and do anything. It says the word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. Get the word off the pages of this Bible. Put them in your mouth. Then, you know, we voice God's word. Hallelujah. Voice it. Hallelujah. We don't need to get Jesus to do it for us. He did it. Hallelujah. He did it. And then he turned it over to us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't pray, dear Jesus, come heal me. Hallelujah. Say, Jesus, I thank you. You said by your stripes I'm healed, and bless God I'm healed. Now, buddy, you get in line. Hallelujah. Praise God. God's word in our mouth. That's what the righteousness of faith does. We'll not inherit the promise through the law. It comes through the righteousness of faith. Hallelujah. How are we going to inherit this promise from God? It'll come by speaking God's word out of my mouth, out of your mouth. Put that word in your mouth. You need finances. Say, Lord, you promised you'd meet my needs according to your riches and glory. Lord, you promised if I'd give, it'd be given unto me. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto my bosom. Hallelujah. You said you meet all my needs. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. Do you see that? You said, Lord, my peace I give unto you. You said you give me peace. Bless God, it don't seem like I got it, but I lay hold on it because you said I had it. It's mine. I lay hold on that peace. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You said you'd deliver me. Hallelujah. I lay hold on that deliverance. Glory to God. Whoo, hallelujah. See, how are we going to inherit this promise from God? It'll come by speaking, our speaking, God's word out of our mouth. It won't come by saying, oh, God, why don't you answer? Lord, when are you going to do something? He did something. Hallelujah. He answered. He said, before you call, I'll answer. Don't you love it? Before you call, I'll answer. Hallelujah. The answer is already on the way. Hallelujah. I'm telling you what, when Abraham and Isaac was going up this side of the mountain, that goat was, or that lamb was, sheep, whatever it was coming up the other side, that ram. Hallelujah. They were coming up this side, and that ram was going up the other side. And by the time they got there and it was needed, there it was. Hallelujah. And when you need it, honey, it'll be there. Hallelujah. Whoa, glory to God. Come on. Hallelujah. When you need it, it'll be there. Glory to God. You say, well, what's wrong with going to God and praying, oh, Lord, come down and touch my body. I'm sick. Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father until his enemies be made his footstool. How in the world are we going to make his enemies, Jesus' footstool, if we don't take the word of God, put it in our mouth, and begin to say it out? Are you getting anything out of this? Hallelujah. Boy, I got lots out of it. Hallelujah. I just kept going over it and going over it. Hallelujah. Psalms 107:20 says he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. The Amplified says he sends forth his word and heals them and rescues them from the pit and destruction. What Jesus is saying there is, I've given you my word. My word can do anything I can do. My word will do anything. Hallelujah. So quit trying to get me to come down and do something. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Whatever Jesus could do or has done, his word can do and has done. Are you hearing me? Hallelujah. That word is alive and full of power. Alive and full of power. I said it's alive and full of power. What do you need tonight? Your answer's in here. But you know what? We want to read it one time, and we want that thing, instant potatoes and instant this and instant that. Sometimes you lay hold on it instantly, but bless God, sometimes you got to stand a while. Hallelujah. But I have made up my mind. The devil's not whipping me. You understand? Hallelujah. That's right. He may knock me down, but he can't knock me out. Right. Hallelujah. I've been knocked down a few times, but bless God. The righteous man falls, but he gets back up. Yeah. That's what the Bible says. Get up. Hallelujah. Come on, get up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Whatever Jesus can do, his word can do. He sent his word, and it healed. And delivered. Hallelujah. If he sent his word and it healed and delivered, he's still sending his word. Bless God, he'll still heal and deliver. But you got to get that word in your mouth and begin to say it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, do you see that the word of righteousness, which is of faith, will never talk about going to get Jesus to do what he told them to do? The righteousness, which is of faith, will speak the word of faith. We know that his word can do anything he can do. Hallelujah. So go after that stuff. Bless God. But don't say one day, oh, God's going to do this. Oh, yeah, he's done it. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you. I'm healed by his stripes. But God, I got such a pain in my back. I got such a pain. You know what? It's not that we're ignoring stuff. It's just you put the word there. Hallelujah. Receive it by faith and put the word there. By your stripes, I'm healed. And the pain comes. By your stripes, I'm healed. Pain hits you again. By your stripes, I'm healed. Himself took my infirmities and bore my diseases. By your stripes, I'm healed. Hallelujah. Well, that's just repetition. Bless God, I'll repeat it till it gets down in my spirit, and I know it's real. And bless God, when a pain hits me, I don't run for the medicine cabinet. I run to the Word of God. Hallelujah. Bless God. Hallelujah. See, God wants us to put that Word to work in our lives. Glory to God. Do you want to see healing work in your life? How about prosperity and peace and deliverance? I want it all. That's what she said. Whatever God said. That's what I can have. Hallelujah. See, I can't deal with religion. I hate that stuff. I can't stand for people who go to church as a religious act, and they don't expect the Word to work in their life. They're ashamed to talk to you about the Word. Well, my faith is a private thing. I've had people tell me that. My faith is a private thing. Sister, I don't want to talk about that. Well, bless God, I do. Hallelujah. Oh, I got to talk about my Jesus. Hallelujah. If it's a private matter, you better not come around me, because we're going to talk about this private matter. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I see what active faith can do. And, you know, men will say, well, you know, I love Jesus in my heart. I worship him in my heart. Try that with your wife. Listen, Roy may love me with his heart, but he better tell me every now and then. You understand? Hallelujah. Bless God, that loving me in his heart ain't going to work. Hallelujah. Glory. I expect him to tell me. Hallelujah. But people don't expect anything to happen. But this Word works. I love what Sherry said. Get your expector out. You know, get your expector out. Hallelujah. Because there's power in expectation. You'll get what you expect. John 1 and 2. In the beginning, before all time, was the Word, Christ. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God himself. He was present originally with God. All things were made and came into existence through him, and without him was not even one thing made that's come into being. Do you see that before he put on flesh, he was known as the Word? This Jesus is the Word. Hallelujah. If he was the Word, he still is the Word. Hallelujah. He is the Word and was the Word before God wrapped flesh around him and give him a name, which is called Jesus. Isn't that great? Hallelujah. Understand this. The Word and Jesus are the same. People say to me, I've had people say this, dumb or dirt. You know, if you said it to me, I'm sorry you didn't. This is a long time ago, but somebody said to me, you just worship the Word. You know, something wrong with you. Your faith people just worship the Word. Well, you bet I do. Not this paper, but I worship the Word, which is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Hallelujah. You know, I forget I'm going on the internet and I might hurt somebody's feelings. I don't mean to hurt anybody's feelings. I'm just making a point, okay? Do you see that before he put on flesh, he was known as the Word? Hallelujah. Understand this, the Word and Jesus are the same. That is the deal with the Trinity. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. God operating as Father, God operating as Son, God operating as the Holy Spirit. Three in one, three functions, one God. The Word of God functioning as Jesus. Verse 14, and the Word Christ became flesh, human and incarnate, and tabernacled, fixed his tent of flesh, lived a while among us. Isn't that great? I love that. And we actually saw his glory, his honor, his majesty, such glory as only the begotten Son receives from his Father, full of grace, favor, loving kindness, and truth. Whoo, glory, don't you love him tonight? Hallelujah. Glory to God. I love Jesus. He is so merciful and so kind. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was there. Then the Word came to earth and became Jesus. Then he left the earth and left the Holy Spirit here. He left us with the Holy Spirit, and he left us with the Word. He left us what the Father used in the beginning. You understand? That's what he used, was the Word. See, it said the Holy Spirit hovered. He hovered over, you know, it went in the beginning. It said the Holy Spirit hovered. Hallelujah. I know the Greek word, but I can't think, or the Hebrew word, but I can't think of it right now. I'm not even going to try to say it. Anyway, but it, Nothing happened. The Holy Spirit was there hovering, but nothing happened till God said, let there be light. When God spoke, there was light. Hallelujah. So he left us what the Father used in the beginning, the very creative force that made everything in the first place. He left us what the Father used. He left us with what he used to frame the worlds. What was used to make a man, the firmaments, the source, the resources for creative ability. Do you understand that's what we got? That's what you got in you? And you sit there like a lump and don't act like you got anything? Hallelujah. Shake yourself. You got something. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. People say, oh, Evelyn, you just get too excited. Hang on, honey. It's probably just going to get worse. People have said to me, you just make me nervous. Well, when we get to heaven, whoo, glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, each one of us have the ability, the source of all creation. Man is the only one that can really form God's word in his mouth and speak it. Now, a dog can't do that. I know some dogs think they're human, but they can't speak. You understand? You can. Hallelujah. We should never reduce the importance of this. If you do, you'll never know the power that you possess. And see, that's what I want to get over to you tonight, the power that's available to us. But you're going to have to sell out to God to tap into this. Hallelujah. Bless God. Hallelujah. Bless God. See, don't reduce the importance of it. Think about it. Most Christians who are defeated in life are defeated because they believe and confess the wrong things. See, in order to correct that, we have to get, I got to get you to believe right and confess right. If you're not careful, you'll make little of this and think it has to, you got to have more than that. You know, this can't be. Well, you know what? God gave us. I hear people, they get filled with the Holy Ghost and they start praying, oh, God, give us more power. We got all the power we'll ever need. You understand that? We got to use what he left us. The Holy Ghost is the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead, dwells in you. He'll quicken your mortal body. Hallelujah. Bless God. That's the power that raised Jesus from the dead, the Holy Spirit. If you've got the Holy Spirit, you've got all you need. Hallelujah. And people will, they'll say, and if you pray this, I'm sorry, but I'm going to kick over some sacred cows. Dear God, be with us. You don't have to pray he'll be with us. He said he would never leave you. Glory to God. See, don't waste his time praying something he already told you he could have. He ain't never going to leave you. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. But you know what? Most Christians are born again, but they don't think right. And they say the wrong things. You understand? We've all done it. Confess awful stuff. You know? Hallelujah. They get their belief systems from the TV, from music, movies, some dead, dry preacher that don't have any revelation. That's the devil's job, is to get you off, get you saying wrong things and believing wrong things. Now, you may be politically correct, but you're not spiritually correct. You understand? You have to make a choice between the two. Situational ethics or the Word of God. If the situation calls for you to say bad words, some Christians will just say them. Well, you know, it's the time. Time my foot. It's time the church got back to some holiness and quit saying some of these things. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, you believe what the Word says about abortion rather than what the world says. You believe what the Word says about homosexuality, not what the world says. I don't care if half the states are passing laws that say they can get married. It's still wrong. It's wrong. Now, you love the homosexual, but that's wrong. And we need to stand up as a church and say it's wrong. Hallelujah. So the defeated Christians, and we've all been there, we've spoken the words of the enemy. Those words will hold you in bondage. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, what kind of words have you spoken? And every now and then, somebody calls me down and says, hey, watch it. Yeah. Hallelujah. Because you know, you'll say something about, well, not long ago, I told this lady, I said, boy, I just don't have enough time. She said, you have enough time to get everything done you're supposed to do. You need to stop saying that. I thought, yeah, put my hand over my mouth. Hallelujah. If you're held in bondage, you have to examine what you've been speaking or what you've spoken in the past. You know, you've not done anything about it, and it continually holds you as a prisoner, and you're stranded in bondage. Here's what the Word says. Now listen to this. Proverbs 6, 1 and 2. My son, if you've become security for your neighbor, if you've given your pledge for a stranger or another, you are snared with the words of your lips. You are caught by the speech of your mouth. See, if a man is being held in bondage, this is why. Your mouth. Hallelujah. The words of your lips are why you're caught. That's what he said. See, you don't have a job? Well, what are you believing for? What are you saying? Hallelujah. Well, you know what? I've put in 100 applications. Just seemed like nobody wants to hire me. Hey, you need to change that. Glory to God, I'm an asset wherever I go. I'll be a blessing to that company. Oh, they'd be just glad to have me. Hallelujah. You say, oh, that's pride. No, it's not. I'm telling you what the Word says. We bring light into a situation. Do you know everywhere I go, I bring light? Because the Word said so. Not because of who I am, but because of who's in me. You go in and you bring light into a place. Hallelujah. Bless God. But see, sometimes you can believe wrong and get deceived, and things won't get any better till you get rid of that deception. If you believe right, you're going to speak right. See, what you speak is based on what you believe. If your thinking is not right, your believing won't be right, and then your speaking won't be right. If you want to correct that, line up your thinking with God's Word so that your believing will be lined up with God's Word. Then your speaking will be lined up with God's Word, and then you won't be held in bondage anymore. Hallelujah. But if you continue to put God's Word on the sideline and you allow your mind to be a playground for the enemy, then you'll allow a worldly view to become your way of thinking. Now, you know what? If you're thinking a certain way, but that's not according to the Word of God, make God's Word a standard in your life. See, if you're thinking according to your education, what the doctor told you, what the economy's maybe doing, it may not be lining up with God's Word at all, and you'll stay in bondage, and you'll get into fear. Hallelujah. It may look like things are not working out, but I promise you, God will work things out. It may not be according to your instruction. Sometimes I give him a little plan, you know, he just hands it back. Never has used one of my little plans. But words will determine what you think. How you act and how you speak is going to be based on the way you think and the images you expose yourself to. What are you exposing yourself to? What are you listening to? What are you watching? What are you hearing? The way you think will determine the way you feel. Your feelings will determine the decisions you make. This is important. See, right words will produce right thinking. Right thinking will produce right believing. Right believing will produce right speaking. Hallelujah. Okay, what is right to you? It's got to be the Word. As a Christian, it should be. So when the Word of God is in front of you, it will produce Word of God thinking. Word of God thinking will produce Word of God believing. Word of God believing will produce Word of God confessions. Hallelujah. Out of the abundance of your heart, a man will speak. Hallelujah. And you know what? We were talking about that before. They say that they're working on a machine to try to get back every word that's ever been spoken. You know, that wants to strike fear in your heart till you remember, I got all those words under the blood. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So if you've spoken some wrong things, pull them up. Hallelujah. Take that word and just dig it out. Hallelujah. When you're in church, you may say the right things. But if I hang around you long enough, I might find out what you really believe. Did you ever notice? Now, see, I'm a church person, so I can talk about us. Church people have perfected phoniness. You know, we perfected that. We know how to be churchy. Come on. See, you don't really know how a person is till you live with them. Eventually, what you are will be revealed. See, you know, sometimes when you get mad and you know what you really feel come to the surface. Say, I forgive you, I forgive you. But when you get mad, you bring up stuff from 1952 or 62 or whatever. You think it's dead and buried, but some of it's still alive. Hallelujah. See, we need a full-time enrollment as a Christian if you're going to inherit the world. You can't be saved on the weekend and live like the world the rest of the week. Now, what you're what you're saying when you're not in church may be responsible for the bondage in your life. Eventually, what is in you will be revealed through your speech. You'll say, what's really for real. Hallelujah. I heard Creflo Dollar say, what you do in a booth in the back of the corner in the dark. What you do in the back, in the corner, in the dark, is what matters. I thought, that's good. I wrote that down. That may be responsible for the stranded position you're in now. He's telling you why you have bondage in your life. The secret sins are the ones that trip you up. Eventually, whatever you're doing in secret will come to the light. It will. It'll rise, and before you know it, something happens. You call your wife by the wrong name. Ooh. Ooh. You say a dirty word in front of the preacher. Oh. See, the guy who covers his sin will not prosper. The word says your sin will find you out. So deal with your sin before anybody else has to. I know none of you are doing any of this. No, but judgment begins at the house of God. And see, if you're not living in victory, begin to look under the covers of your house. Find out where the problem is. I know you're saved. I know you're bound for heaven. And I know God is not holding anything against you. But sin and wrong words will get in the way of your victory. You understand? You'll go to heaven if you're believing Jesus. But you open the door to the enemy, and he can cause some real bad trouble in your house if you don't clean it up. And I know I'm talking to the choir. Glory to God. Are you understanding me?
Yeah.
Now think about this. Faith-filled words will put you over. Fear-filled words will defeat you. Words are the most powerful thing in the world. You know, let me show you three things to get hold of. Mark 9:23, and Jesus said, you say to me, if you can do anything, why, all things are possible to him who believes. See, that's a powerful statement. You believe right, and all things are possible. Right believing determines right confession. Hallelujah. See, the guy comes, Lord, if you could do anything. Lord, one translation says, what do you mean if I can't do anything? If you can believe. Hallelujah. See, he puts it right back in their lap. Hallelujah. He says, if you can do anything, he said, I can do whatever you can believe for. Woo, hallelujah. Sometimes a person makes a confession and they don't believe it. You know, they may have some faith in, you know, they just don't have it in their heart. You understand? They got some right confessions, but they don't have it in their heart. There has to be some faith in your words. Once you believe what you say, you know, you condition yourself to believe your words. See, I'm very careful what I say. I am. Ooh, I mean, I wouldn't say my mind's going, somebody else forget something. Oh, yeah, the mind is first to go. No, amen, I'll have my mind. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. I have the mind of Christ, you know. And people just say, often think, well, you know, you're not getting any younger. Well, bless God, I'm not getting any older either. I'm living, and I'm existing here on this earth. But what I mean by that, I know people who are 40 that are old. And I know people who are 90 that are not. Come on. Hallelujah. Bless God. Watch what comes out your mouth. You know, I almost had a heart attack. Oh, that nearly killed me. I laughed till I thought I'd die. You know, people just die continually. Just think about that. What are you saying? You know, that pain just kills me. I almost had a heart attack. You know, people just say stuff. Don't say that. Hallelujah. Once you believe what you say, you condition yourself to say what you believe. See, I remember years ago when Charles Capps said the Lord spoke to him and said, I've told my people they can have what they say, but my people are saying what they have. See, we need to be careful. You must believe what you say. And Jesus said, if you will, all things are possible to you if you believe right. If you believe right, you'll speak right. Now, that's not going to say you're going to just tiptoe through the tulips and never have a bad time, never have anything come against you. No, you're in this world. But bless God, I'm going to tell you something. If I know a win, I can go through with a good attitude. Hallelujah. And I know a win. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, if you believe right, you'll speak right. In Matthew 7:19-20, it said, then the disciples came to Jesus and asked him privately, why could we not drive it out? He said to them, this was when the man brought his son who was lunatic And he brought him to the disciples, and they couldn't cast it out. And Jesus first said, some things only come by prayer and fasting. But then he went on here to say, in verse 20, he said, because of the littleness of your faith. That is the lack of firmly trusting, relying trust. For truly I tell you, if you have faith that is living like a grain of mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to yonder place, and it will move. And nothing, come on, say nothing. Nothing shall be impossible to you. See, if you have fear in your life, you know what? You can move it. But you can't move it by what you learned in church 15 years ago. You know, you've got to have it living and vibrant. You understand? You might have learned it there. But if you hadn't put some faith with that and got it living in you, it won't work for you. See, you got to believe in your heart. Remember the sons of Sceva, you know, the seven sons? They tried to do what they'd seen Paul do. And the demon beat them up. That's what religion will do if you don't believe in your heart. This Jesus whom Paul believes in, or whom Paul speaks about, you got to know that this will work for you. People have become mechanical over these things. They don't really believe it, and they don't trust God. Verse 20, and Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say to you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall what? You shall what? Say. You shall say, glory to God, to this mountain. See, the word of God is your grain of mustard seed. If you have the word of God, the word is the potential for the great power. And once you begin to understand what you have, hallelujah, what you have an explosive. It's like dynamite. Glory to God. If you know what to do with it, it'll be like a terroristic weapon of mass destruction to the devil. I don't think you understood me. In here, getting that in your mouth, you can be worse than a terror. Glory to God, worse than a terrorist. Sometimes people call me a Holy Ghost terrorist. Glory to God, yes. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, if you know what to do with the word, stick the devil with it. If you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain. This is where your confession comes in. You must have faith, believe it, and then you have what you say. Remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. See, we always wonder if things are possible. Yet we have the word of God, that if we'll put that word in our mouth and release it and believe what we're doing, nothing shall be impossible. I didn't make that up. I've read it to you out of the word. There's probably a lot of things in your life right now that seem to be impossible. But I'm trying to bring you up to a place where what seems impossible in your way of thinking is no longer impossible. You think, well, that's nothing with God. Woo, come on, get up. Glory to God. I mean, get up in your faith. Hallelujah. Now, in order to do this, it'll take some very serious examination of who you are and where you are traditionally. And if you're believing the right things, do you believe, real belief? You know, real belief is receiving it as ownership. Take it into your possession. See, I don't believe any of the word's going to work for you that you're just nonchalant about. I think you've got to get excited about it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. One day you'll find yourself pregnant, ready to give birth to something. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Believing it is not mental assent. Just say it in your mind, I believe. What is evidence is that you truly believe. You now possess it, you own it, and it's yours. I mean, bless God. One of these days, Kim's going to be a millionaire. You know that? She will be. Because I've seen her receive it in her spirit. She may not can show you that check today, but she will be. Some of the rest of you, too. I know you will be. Because bless God, you believe it, and I believe with you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Believing is not mental assent. You possess it. And then you give evidence of what you believe by what comes out of your mouth. You believe it, and no matter what stands in your path, you'll remain the same about it. I am healed by his stripes. Glory to God, I have money to live and money to give. I have abundance and no lack. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus finished this by saying, and nothing shall be impossible to you. People, think about that. He said you can say to the mountain, and nothing will be impossible to you. Wouldn't you like to live in that realm where nothing is impossible to you? See, selfishness has got to die if you're going to get there. We cannot be selfish with the things of God. Now, there's faith, there's great faith, and there's most holy faith. There is a distinction between the different levels of faith. Faith is our practical expression of the Word of God, our confidence in the Word of God. Are you confident? Are you confident in the Word of God? I'm about done here. Hallelujah. Great faith is a practical expression of our confidence in the Word of God on somebody else's behalf. Using my confidence in the Word of God on somebody else's behalf. Hallelujah. I'll use my faith to help you. Great faith comes from you and is pointed at somebody else. When you pray for somebody else, it boomerangs and comes back to you. You understand that? Hallelujah. See, it's not about you. The more you get delivered from selfishness, the stuff people say about you don't even matter. It's not about me anyway. Hallelujah. Bless God. I want to tell you something. I got a friend who got very, very sick, and she got E. coli, and she had about probably 3 weeks before they realized what it was, and she should have been dead. Her kidneys had shut down and all kinds of things. And she began to get better, and then she got worse. And they had to take her to the hospital last night. And her husband, I finally got hold of him, and I told him, I said, you have the authority. That's your wife. Now, you get with me. We're going to take authority over that, and it's enough. We're going to draw a line, and the devil ain't crossing it. And I said, I'm going to use your authority, and you get with me because you've got authority over that. That's your wife, your household. Boy, he got in there with me, and we tore the devil's hide off him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You say, oh, Evelyn, well, that's just an expression, but I bet his old backside was stinging when I got done with him. Hallelujah. Bless God, this morning she was better. Things had just turned around. What they said at the hospital last night was not true anymore today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on. Hallelujah. Bless God. See, the more you get delivered from selfishness, the happier you'll be and the better off you'll be. It's very difficult for the devil to hurt you if you don't abide in selfishness. Satan's selfish, and he has the power with people who are selfish. Get rid of the me mentality. Have you ever seen Joyce Meyer do that? What about me? What about me? I can't do it like she does it, but what about me? What about me? Bless God. We're supposed to lay hands on the sick, and the sick shall recover. We're supposed to be casting out devils. We're supposed to be doing this, not expecting Jesus to come do it. You can prophesy to somebody, and it'll change their life. Hallelujah. I want to tell you about this little gal. My son goes to Rockford First, and they had some people come in who take little girls that have been kidnapped and put in slavery. And that's not the only ones they take, but they take a lot of kids that are abused and take them into this home and don't charge them anything. And he told about this one little gal that came, and she was maybe 15, and she had her hair down in front of her face. And they said she'd been there for weeks and nobody'd ever seen her face. And she said that there was a group came in and they were prophesying. And she said this woman prophesied to this girl who had her hair down in her face. She couldn't see her face. And she said to her, I see initials after your name, PhDs. And she said, you're going to be very, very rich. And you are very, very smart. The woman said I thought she almost fainted. She thought, oh, Lord, please let this woman be right. Anyway, the little gal went to her room, combed her hair, pulled it back out of her face, and sit down and believed that word. Just that word changed her life. So then there was a couple came in, and what she wanted was a name because she didn't even know who she was, you know. And this couple adopted her. I think she's going to Harvard or one of those places now. And she, for her thesis, she invented something that scientists have been trying to figure out she's just a very bright, smart girl. God, I want to tell you, God can change your life. Just one word from God can change your life. Hallelujah. One of the big colleges she's involved with now. Hallelujah. Because somebody was bold enough to prophesy to her. Hallelujah. Now, you believe I can do this stuff. You believe I can do it, but you don't believe you can. God told you, you can do it. Hallelujah. Use your authority before you go to the doctor. We have power, people. Start somewhere. Know the power in the blood. With all boldness, cast it out. You're strong in the Lord and the power of his might. It's not about you and what you can do. Start small and build to the max. The Bible says signs and wonders will follow you. They'll follow the word as you mix it with faith. We don't want to water down what Jesus said. What happens when you go home? The signs will follow you if you understand the word. Get healed tonight in your emotions, in your body. This is all about Jesus, about what he can do. Just be a servant of the great God, Jehovah. Can you say glory?
Glory.
Hallelujah. See, Mark 11:23 says, "For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast in the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." God never did anything without saying it first. He started in Genesis 3:15, and he began to build on that till Jesus came. God is a faith God. He releases his faith in words. And Jesus answered them saying, "Have faith in God." You know, there's another translation that says, "Have the faith of God. Have the God kind of faith." Hallelujah. And verse 23 there defines what the God kind of faith is. "For truly I say unto you, that whosoever shall say to this mountain," see, the God kind of faith is talking like God. Hallelujah. There's certain mountains in your life that are not literal mountains, debt, sickness, but this word will work on real mountains too. You know how I know? Because Jesus spoke to a real fig tree. Hallelujah. It was a real fig tree. And he cursed it at the roots and it died. So if I need a mountain moved, a literal mountain, I believe God will move it for me. Hallelujah. You have to have the God kind of faith. And here's what the God kind of faith is. It's to believe in your heart. Hallelujah. That what you say you'll have. Now I want to show you one more scripture. Ephesians 5:1. And it's not up there. You're going to have to look it up. "Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children." In the Amplified it says, "Therefore, be imitators of God. Copy him. Follow his example as well-beloved children. Imitate your father." Hallelujah. "Be followers of God as children. Follow their father." Copy God. Follow his example. Have the faith of God. Follow him. Copy him. Imitate him. If you're not going to imitate God, or if you're going to imitate God, you're going to have to act like him. You're going to have to talk like him. God calls those things that be not as though they were. And you should be doing the same. God wouldn't command us to do something we're incapable of. You understand that? Hallelujah. People, this is real. And we're pushing you to a new height. Pastor Kevin is taking you to a new height. And that's what we're trying to do with these teachings, is take you out of the mundane, out of the ordinary, and bring you to a new place where you can believe God for anything. Are you imitating God your father, or are you imitating his enemy, Satan? I'm sorry to say, we imitate the devil more than we imitate God, don't we? Come on, I'm putting myself in there too. God believes the word and he speaks. We're going to have to believe the word and speak. I'm not there yet, but I'm really pushing to it. And I want to bring you all up there too, where you get to the point where whatever hits you, you know that your God can take care of it. Whatever it is that hits you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, in Jesus' name, tonight, God, I know there are those that are sitting here, God, struggling with this. Because, Lord, what they're facing seems so impossible. But I have to go back to the word, where the word says nothing is impossible if we'll just believe you. So, God, tonight we set ourselves to believe you. God, we set ourselves to be a people who will be like our Father, God, who will do what he tells us to do, who will say what the word says, who will act like you act. And God, we'll begin to clean our closets and get some of this junk out, God. Father, I know that this bunch is doing this, but they're going to meet people whom they need to share with, God. And I thank you, God, tonight. I thank you, Father, for this word and the foundation of the word. I thank you, God, for the miracles we've seen even this week. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Last Sunday night, Pastor Ron Hargrove brought some of his people from his church that he just went to. And there was an older fella and his wife and the daughter came up. The granddaughter wanted to get the baptism, and she did. And then the man said he wanted to be healed. And he's on a cane. And so when we prayed for him, he said, "You got some place to put this thing? I ain't going to need it anymore." And he went walking out without it. Hallelujah. Isn't that great? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I didn't even preach to him. I preached to you for 45 minutes or more. So I expect miracles. Hallelujah. There was another girl here who, she didn't tell me anything. She just come up there. And I put my hands on her neck, and her neck just began to move all the way around it. When she was done, she just moved her neck. And she said, I haven't been able to do that in 3 years. She hadn't been able to look around to the side. She had to move her whole body to look. God is doing miracles. Do you need a miracle tonight? Hallelujah. God is doing miracles. Hallelujah. And he wants to do one from you. And tonight, I take that death sentence off of you that Satan's tried to put on you and that you've agreed with. And I take that thing, I take the blood of Jesus and I break that off of you. Now, some of you, you haven't got it from the doctor, but it's in your mind. You got a mindset. And I break that off of you tonight in Jesus' name. I break that mindset of failure off of you. You are not a victim anymore. Can you say amen? Amen. Hallelujah. I'd ask my worship team to come, for my worship team, my altar team to come. And if you got a need in your life, you come. But you come in faith. You come expecting them to lay hands on you, expecting God to move and do some things I'd do for you if I could. Hallelujah. Father, I ask God that you bless these that came out tonight. God, bless them. Don't let them leak, God. I just take the blood and plug up all the holes so they don't leak the word out. But God, they begin to get hold of this and rise to a new level. And God, I just declare over this bunch, God, that this is going to be a church that has no sick in it. This is going to be a church where the divorce is not named here. This is going to be a church where cancer has to leave, God, where cancer, we just taking that thing out in Jesus' name. It's going to be a church, God, where people love one another. And God, I know we do. But Lord, you're pushing us to a higher level. And we're going to walk in love more than we ever have. And this is, I call this a paid for church. Come on, people, get with me and believe. I call this a paid-for church. No debt on this church. I call this church debt-free. And I thank you, Father. And I call your people to have money to live and money to give. I call them to have abundance and no lack. Father God, they have plenty and more to put in store. God, they're out of debt. All their needs are met. I thank you for that, Father. I declare that over this, your people. God, in Jesus' name, and I call millionaires and billionaires in here, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, when I declare that over you, you don't have to figure out how God's going to do it. You understand? You just got to believe him to do it. If that's what you believe. See, I don't want to just take care of me and my four and no more. I want to be able to help the world and finance things and pay for people's houses and cars. And I want to be able to do some big things that I can't do right now, but I'm pushing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'll dismiss you. And if you need prayer, you come. Hallelujah. We got people who believe God for miracles. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen.